Lord, I am so excited today. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and I think every time I come on the program, I have the most exciting message, but today is the exciting message. I have been up through the night with the Lord on this one, and it's amazing me because it's so simple, because it's all in Psalms 23. God is my shepherd. Good shepherd, good shepherd. God is my shepherd, he's your shepherd, and he is your good shepherd. That is the title of this program today. And how can it get any more simpler than that? It can't, because we are his good children. We're not his horrible children. We're not his trying to get by children. We are his good children, and he is our good shepherd. So let's get right on into Psalms 23. And I think today we may get through verses 1 through 3, and we may get a little further. I don't know. We'll see. But let's read Psalms 23, verse 1, starting out first off. And it says, and I'm going to read to you out of my Amplified. I'm going to read to you out of my 26 translations. I'm going to share with you a testimony. We're going to offer you wonderful ministry tools to order when you see the screen come up about it. And I want you to pay attention. I want you to call me and be blessed today. Let God's Word change your life. Let God change your life. Let His Word change and cleanse your mind today. So chapter 23 of Psalms, and the first verse says, starts right out, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. To feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack." And then over here in our 26 translations, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I lack nothing. I shall never be in need." Wow. Beloved, you have a shepherd. You have a shepherd, and his name is Jesus. Now, I know there's a lot of talk going around right now that Jesus isn't the only way to heaven. Well, you can believe that if you want to, but you're going to seem pretty foolish when you don't get there. You see, the Lord intends for you to understand He is God Almighty. Jesus Christ is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is who He says He is. He has what He says He has. He can do for you what He says He can do. And you can have all that He says you can have. And you can be who He says you are. Now, I don't know of anybody else on this earth I want to listen to besides Him. I've listened to a whole lot of people in my life. And I've gotten into a whole lot of trouble listening to a whole lot of people. One person says this way, another says that way, and then I get the phone calls at the ministry of how confused somebody is. Well, the Word is not confusing. God is not confusing. The God, the Creator of this earth, of the universe, of us as beings on this earth, God Almighty, the God, is not confused. And He knows who He sent on this earth to bring us into His presence, to bring us salvation, to shepherd us, to guide us, to lead us, to provide for us so that we never have a need. Wow. And His name is Jesus, okay? Let's get that straight. And anybody tells you Jesus isn't the only way to heaven or Jesus isn't the answer, just walk off, because you're talking to an arguing person. And Louise, my wonderful assistant at the ministry, rides with me everywhere I go, hopefully most of the time. We had a conversation about that today coming up here. And I told her, I said, "Louise, the enemy has learned now that he is able to not bother people as much as he used to with some of his old temptations. So now he's coming up with a new one." And I said, "I'm going to tell you what I think it's going to be. It's going to be argument. Argument, argument. Everybody wants to argue. They want to wrangle. They want to have it their way, as they say in the fast food business. They want to okay, I think this and you think that, and now which one of us is right? Well, if what you think doesn't agree with the Word, then what you think isn't right. It's not complicated. I love this because it says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd leads the sheep. The shepherd doesn't confuse the sheep. The shepherd doesn't allow the sheep to get lost and doesn't go after them. The shepherd doesn't not provide for the sheep. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. Oh, I'm so intense about this today. And I want to read this psalm in a presence of the Lord as a thank you. Let's read it thanking Him. Let's just read it this way. Thank you, Lord, that you are my shepherd. Thank you, Father, that you feed, guide, and shield me, and I have no lack. I have everything I need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you make me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. Man, oh man, where is the fresh, green, tender pastures? That's hard to even say. Where is the fresh, green, tender pastures? It's in His presence. It's in His goodness. It's in the goodness of God. And then He goes on and says, thanking the Lord. Thank you, Father, you lead me beside the still and restful waters. Thank you, Father, you lead me beside the still and restful waters. Restful waters. Still and restful waters. Did you know that the word rest in the Greek, Hebrew, in this chapter and verse in the Bible, in the Greek means, it doesn't mean, let me, I've got my notes here, I want to look at them. In the Greek Hebrew, it translates to mean trust. The word rest means trust, believe, require, expect. You can rest. That means you can trust, believe, require, and expect God. Expect Him. Expect Him and require Him to do what? You can require Him and trust Him and expect Him to help you believe. To help you believe. You can expect the Lord and His goodness. You can expect and require the Lord and His goodness because He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Good shepherd. He's not the mean shepherd. He's not the confused shepherd. He's not the aggravated shepherd. He's not the unforgiving shepherd. He's not the mean shepherd. He's not the angry shepherd. He's not the I'm going to get you if you don't do right shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Okay? The natural mind wants to think that rest means you sit down from work. That you're off work. Resting means you just sit. Well, that's not what it means in this scripture. It means that you trust God day and night here on this earth. It means that your rest is in serving Him. It means that your rest is in trusting Him to supernaturally give you opportunities for witnessing every day, day and night. Resting means that you rise up every day. You rise up in out of your bed and out of your sleep every day, and you say to yourself, Father, thank you. Thank you that your good news in Matthew 24:14 says, is the kingdom. Your good news is the kingdom, the gospel, and it will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. That's what you're to be resting. That's what you're to be doing. That's what it means to rest, to expect God to help you do that, to expect Him to bring His Word on this earth through you in such a way that people learn who He is and that they can trust Him and that they can depend on Him, that they can believe Him. It's all the same thing. I like to teach it this way. Believing and trusting the Lord is nothing more than agreeing with Him. Well, if you're agreeing with the Lord, you can't be arguing, can you? No, you can't be arguing if you're agreeing. But look at all the arguments going on the earth. Argument every day. Argument. If you talk to five people, you'll get five arguments. Now, there's a difference in a difference of opinion. We can have a difference of opinion, but that doesn't mean we argue. Argue is when I tell you that even you're sitting there telling me something that's completely right, and I say, no, you're not right. And then I argue with you, even though you prove to me and you show me that you're right. See, God has shown us that He's good. And I cannot imagine people arguing with each other or with God that He's not good, that He isn't the good God that He says He is. Why would anybody do this? And listen, I know about it because I used to do it. I don't know why anybody does it anymore, because I don't do it anymore. But I know how I used to do it. I know I used to be afraid. I was afraid of God's goodness. I was afraid of His kindness. I was afraid of having a life that allowed me to be successful in the Lord. Oh, you can have success outside of the Lord. You can have success and work your little behind off and reach a level of success. But when it's outside of the goodness of God, it will only go so far. And then that little hole in that spirit of yours, that hole of your heart, where that place has to be filled with Him, filled with Christ Himself, that hole is still empty, and it still needs filled. You are who God says you are. You have what God says you have. And speaking the good news of the gospel is being done right now to you on this broadcast, worldwide, to millions of people. And that's what God wants, because He's returning with His Son. His Son is returning for us, and it won't be long. I don't know when, but I know I'll be back in a few minutes. They've just indicated to me I have to quit talking. So I'll see you in just a minute. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And we're going to talk further about what is the gospel. What is the kingdom that God's given you? I'm here because I love you. I love you so much. I'm Rose. I'll see you in just a minute. And this is Clear Vision.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. You are secure. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on His behalf on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day in God's love and power. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 entitled Strong Mountain.
Start watching. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision. And if you've been with me, then just hang on. We're going to get on with this message about God is our good shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. We are led by our good shepherd, not our mean shepherd, not our harmful shepherd, not our going to get you shepherd. We're led by our good shepherd. And you just watched the broadcast offer for this little DVD called Strong Mountain, and I want you to order it. It's called that because it's a scripture that says, by the favor of the Lord, you watching, you right there sitting in your bed or your living room or wherever you are a strong mountain. God has made you a strong mountain. So order this DVD and learn all about how you are that strong mountain and what you can do about it. And then don't forget and order your 30 days, The Champion in You. That's 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayers. I offer this and I send this out to every person that calls in the ministry and asks for it or emails or writes or however you request it. you will see your life change when you read the scriptures in this little book and the teachings and the prayers for 30 days and read them out loud. Your life will change because God will change your life when your thinking changes. Amen? So order both of these. We're talking about God being and the Lord being our good shepherd. Jesus is His name. And how in the world are we going to ever understand this? We're talking about the good news. The good news. The good news. Not the bad news. The good news. The word in this Bible is God, and it is good news. And He says He is the good news. He doesn't just have the good news. He is the good news. Amen? And He says that when you start speaking His word out loud, you are going to experience the results of that word. Now, we read through Psalm 23:1, and we touched on 2, and verse 2 refers us over to Revelation 7:17. And any time the Word of God confirms itself to itself in the Word, that's a guaranteed confirmation of the truth of the Word. It's true anyway, but you can always find a second, third, fourth confirmation of God confirming His own Word. So Revelation 7:17 says, "For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to the springs of the waters of life." Well, the He is Jesus, and He's sitting in the throne room, and He's also inside you, and He is leading you. He is guiding you to the springs of life, the springs of the waters of life. What is that? What is the springs of the waters of life? It's His goodness. It's His way of doing things. It's His good way of doing things. The kingdom of God is His system. It's His good way of doing things. God doesn't have a bad way. He doesn't think a bad way. He doesn't talk a bad way. He doesn't act bad. Aren't we glad? Wouldn't that be something? Louise said a funny thing coming up here, and I can't even remember. Louise, what were we talking about? We were talking about somebody, God being our shield and our buckler, amen? He says He's our shield and our buckler, and I said, well, when he's our shield, and when we're each other's shield on this earth, then nobody can get to us. The enemy can't grab hold of us. The enemy can't get us to argue, can't get us to be defeated. Can't get us to be despaired, discouraged, fearful, doubtful, angry, frustrated, wondering, like your mind's going crazy wondering what's going to happen to you when you have a shield and a buckler. And I don't know which one of us, Louise or me, one made the statement, if we unbuckle our buckler, we'll lose our britches. And she said, yeah, and then you'll be having your britches down around your feet. And you'll be tripping over everything. See, that's easy to understand, isn't it? That's the way we talk at my ministry. You don't want your britches down around your feet, honey. You don't want your belt unbuckled. You don't want God to not be your buckler. You don't want Him to not be your shield. You want Him to be your shield, your good buckle, your good shepherd. That's who you want God to be to you. And I know people who will argue me down on this. They'll fight me over this. They'll fight me to tell me that God is going to put struggles and strife and strain on you so He can teach you how good He is. That is absolute stupidity. And it is a way to think, but it isn't right. It is ignorance, and it isn't what the Word says. God says His plans are for you to never, never, never live in fear. He says fear is a spirit, and He delivered you from it. Yeah, but you know, Rose, you got to have a little fear so you'll be, you know not to do certain things. No, I don't need to be afraid of anything. I don't have to be made afraid to not run out in front of a truck. I know it'll run over me, and I know it'll kill me, and I don't have to fear that. I know that. I already know that. I don't have to be afraid of it. And God doesn't want me to fear anything. And don't get this mixed up with the word talking about the fear of the Lord, because again, we've got to look at how what things mean. The fear of the Lord is respect. That means respecting Him. Respecting Him, honoring Him. That doesn't mean to be afraid of Him. Enemy perverts stuff. Just remember that. Enemy is always perverting everything. How many times has somebody said something to you and it hurt your feelings and they didn't mean it that way, but your little mind perverted it. The enemy perverted it for you. He helped you out a little bit. And he got you into an attitude of arguing with that person and being afraid to say anything or trust them. That's not God. God doesn't do stuff like that. God is good, and His goodness will reign for eternity. Whether you believe it, or whether I believe it, or whether anybody believes it. But what happens when we believe it? Brothers and sisters watching, when we believe it, now He can bring His goodness into my life. That's called faith. When I trust His goodness, now I can have His goodness because I've given Him a way to come into my life with it. God wants us to understand that the good news is His Word. The good news is His Word in Psalm 23 and in every other word that He has. God's goodness is in His heart, and He brings His goodness. He brought His goodness to us in His Son Jesus. He brought His goodness to us there. That's as good as it gets, honey. When you realize that God gave you Jesus, and Jesus was good, and God is good, and He created you and born you again, however you want to say it. You got your salvation, you received it. That makes you good. Oh, I don't even want to hear the talk going on about how none good but God. God is good, and He's in me. And His goodness makes me have goodness. Goodness without God is a zero. Goodness without God is a zero. But goodness with God is everything. And you have it because you have God. You have Christ. You have Him. Even if you've not received Him, you still have the access to Him. And anybody tells you, any talk show person, any story, any news article, any interview you see, any teacher, any preacher, I don't care what they call themselves, that tells you that God isn't good and that you're not understanding the whole gospel, like I always say, run. Just get your running shoes on and hightail it, because you're getting ready to hear a whole bunch of garbage. You're getting ready to get the garbage truck dumped on you. And on the farm, we say you're stepping in cow piles. You know if you go into a cow field of cows and you walk long enough, you're going to step in a cow pile, don't you? Well, that's what happens when you walk around in circumstances with people that tell you the wrong thing. God wants you blessed. He is your good God. He is your good Creator. He is your good Messiah. He is your good Christ. He is your Savior. There is no Savior but Christ. I don't care how powerful somebody's message is. I don't care how anointed they seem to be, or how known they are in the earth, or what their title is, if they don't understand that Christ is our Savior. They don't understand. They don't know. If they say there isn't, they're wrong. It's just that simple. How do I know this? Because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. I learned that as a little girl in Sunday school. And can I prove it to you? I have no documentation other than the Word of God. And I have chosen to believe. I've made a decision to believe that it's correct. And I think that's pretty darn good insurance. If I'm wrong and I get to heaven, I have lost much, have I? But if you don't believe it, and you get to heaven and you're wrong, you are not going in. It's just not going to happen. So I believe it because I choose it. I believe it because I've made a decision. Just like I've made a decision to walk in the goodness of God, I've made a decision to walk in Christ's word that says that He came that I may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. I made that decision. I'm going to have that kind of life. I've made the decision that I'm going to have the kind of life that Psalm 23:6 says. And it says, surely, only goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place. See, when we stand in the presence of Almighty God, we stand in His goodness. And we stand there forever. Every day, all day long, for all eternity. I want you to call in the ministry. I want you to pray. I want you to talk to the Lord and ask Him, how would He have you support this television broadcast? How would He have you minister the good news, the power of God's Word to the world? And once you've made that decision, then you call me. Let's pray together. Order your books, your DVDs right here. And let me be a blessing to you. Let God bless you through me. Let God be good to you. It's so hard for some people to let God be good to them. Father, thank you right now that you love me and you're a good God. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And I'll see you next time.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org.